It's Friday, July 23rd, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Washoe County health officials say a total of 218 cases of the COVID-19 Delta variant have been reported. That number has increased by 100 cases in the past week. The county also announced a fourth death from the variant of a man in his 30s with no underlying health conditions. All four deaths in Washoe County tied to the variant have been among people who were unvaccinated against the coronavirus. District Health Officer Kevin Dick said in a statement that those who have not received the vaccine are at the greatest risk of illness, hospitalization, and death from the variant. He also said those choosing not to receive the vaccine are contributing to the local rise in cases. The test positivity rate has more than doubled in the past 30 days in Washoe County to 7.7%, while roughly 56% of residents 12 years and older are fully vaccinated against the virus. Reno City Council member Jenny Breckus announced Thursday that she's going to run for mayor next year against incumbent Hillary Sheevy. According to This Is Reno, Breckus said City Hall needs more reliable leadership, while Sheevy has said she's focused on helping the city, not on what would be good for a political campaign. Breckus's term ends in 2024. Last year, she won re-election by fewer than 100 votes. State health officials said this week they have no plans to implement statewide measures to prevent the spread of the coronavirus amid a variant-fueled surge. The comments come as Nevada is reporting more cases per capita than all but four states. Earlier in the week, Southern Nevada officials approved mask requirements for employees in indoor public places. State officials say they support Clark County's decision to mandate masks for employees in indoor public places. They say that while masks have been shown to curb the spread of the virus, vaccines remain the most effective method to contain the pandemic. A judge in Nevada is considering legal challenges to the government's approval of a mine at the largest known U.S. deposit of lithium. U.S. District Judge Miranda Dew said Wednesday she'll decide by the end of the month whether to grant the conservationist's bid for a temporary ban on any digging at the site near the Nevada-Oregon line. They're concerned about potential harm to sage-grouse and other wildlife. She also agreed to an expedited review of a new request from a Nevada tribe to join the legal battle. The tribe is seeking a similar restraining order based on its claim the mine would disturb sacred tribal burial grounds. At what point is it too smoky and unhealthy to go outside and exercise? As the Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports, it depends.
Luke Montrose is an environmental toxicologist at Boise State University. He says if you plan to exercise outdoors, you should ask yourself a few things.
Do I have pre-existing conditions such as asthma, COPD that put me in extra risk?
Or are you very young, old, pregnant, or nursing? If you are and the air quality is considered unhealthy, don't do much activity outside. You can get that air quality rating on airnow.gov. And if you can't get your hands on that data, there's another way to decide.
How far you can see and coming up with relative landmarks.
Like a mountain. If it's 3 miles away and you can't see it, it's probably a good idea to stay inside. If you can't see mountains even closer than that, then all groups should limit outdoors activity. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
University of California Regents have approved a multi-year plan to raise tuition and fees at one of the nation's premier public university systems. It's the first increase since 2017, and Regents said they would need to reauthorize the plan in 5 years. UC officials say they need the money to maintain quality education and that it'll generate more financial aid for all but the wealthiest families. New in-state undergraduates enrolling in fall 2022 would pay roughly $500 more, bringing base tuition and fees to just more than $13,000 a year. They would pay the same amount for up to 6 years, which officials say provides stability. Those are your morning news headlines for Friday, July 23rd. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.